In Lars von Trier's latest film, Melancholia, Kirsten Dunst and Charlotte Gainsbourg play sisters who, despite debilitating mental illness, extremely difficult parents, and the impending end of the world, seem to love each other deeply despite the fact that they also often annoy each other. The film is divided into two parts, the first called Justine is named for Dunst's character and chronicles her wedding reception, and the second part, Claire, follows Gainsbourg's character as she prepares for a planet named Melancholia to hit Earth. Also in the cast are Alexander Skarsgård, Charlotte Rampling, John Hurt, Kiefer Sutherland, and Stellan Skarsgård. It opens today at the Angelica and the Lincoln Plaza Cinemas. And we are listening to a track from her, Charlotte's new double CD called Stage Whisper, that's being released by Because Music Elektra Records, all of which bring Charlotte Gainsbourg to our show today. Hello.
Hello.
This new CD is a mix of 11 concert performances along with 7 studio recordings. The studio recordings are unreleased tracks from IRM, which was produced by Beck?
Yeah, some of them were. Some of them we hadn't finished in time, like All the Rain. Other tracks we did from scratch after I was finished with the tour. And then other people, I think three or four of the tracks I worked with other musicians.
Has its release been time to coincide with the opening of Melancholia?
No, it's not.
Because they're opening around the same time. I guess the record comes out a week later.
Yeah, it's a coincidence. We didn't really work that.
For a long time, you vowed never to make another record, but then in 2006, you released 555, which was your first album in 20 years, and then IRM, and now this CD is your third since then.
Yeah, but it's a bit... it's a CD in between, because I'm hoping to do another one, and this was the end of the tour, so I wanted to release this live album, but with new songs. So I don't have the weight of a new album, but at the same time, it's a new adventure.
And one of the tracks, the opening track of the CD, is a concert performance of the song IRM, which was the name of your last album.
Yeah.
IRM is the French version of an MRI?
Yes, exactly.
That's because you had a terrible accident.
It came from an accident I had, and I was quite badly injured and had to go through a lot of MRIs. But it became so normal to have them that I quite enjoyed the sound of them. And they became...
You liked the sound of an MRI?
I did. I had to go through them, so I had to find a reason to like them. And
all that clacking, banging.
Yeah, but there was something exhilarating about the sounds, and I thought that it would be great to make some music out of it, and Beck was very inspired by that too.
You made fun of celebrity interviews in one of your films, My Wife is an Actress. Was that based on real experiences?
Well, it's Yvonne, my partner, who wrote the script, but yes, of course.
Are you more comfortable with them now?
Mm-hmm. Well, in the film, I'm not the one that's uncomfortable. It's the journalist is.
Yeah. After some of the things you did in Antichrist, your previous film with Lars von Trier, I can't imagine that there's much of anything that can faze you now.
Well, it was, for me, a thrilling adventure experience. It was very intense, of course, but I imagine that's what any actor want. That's what we want to be pushed into, maybe not that direction, but any direction and any extreme is good to take, I find.
Pushed outside of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
This is your second film with Lars von Trier. Was it a relief to play someone who's less of a monster than your character in Antichrist?
No, I think I preferred my part in... I mean, I was more proud of my part in Antichrist, because she was more of a hero for me. The part that I play in Melancholia, she's much more human and, well, maybe more touching in that sense. But I was ashamed of her reaction sometimes, of being in a panicking in that way.
Well, she is panicking because Earth is about to be hit by a planet. I think most of us would panic at that point.
Sure, sure. She's very human.
Well, Antichrist did win you the Best Actress Award at Cannes. So that's a nice thing as well. But hadn't you heard about what his previous female stars had said about him when you appeared to play in the film? Bjork was in Dancer in the Dark. And she accused von Trier of emotional pornography and soul robbery. Nicole Kidman asked him during the
film. Soul robbery is good.
Yeah, you like that.
Yeah.
Nicole Kidman asked him, why are you so evil to women?
No, he's not that way. I don't understand. Well, maybe they had really bad experiences, but which still made them have great performances on screen, but I love the way he is. Of course he's manipulative, but as actors that's what we hope for, so there was never any surprises, and I was always very I trusted him entirely.
Well, there's no physical violence in this film. It's purely psychological violence. And it mostly involves Justine, Kirsten Dunst's character. Maybe we could do a little setting of the scene. It's set in an unnamed country at a remote chateau where Justine and her husband arrive 2 hours after they arrive for their wedding reception 2 hours late. And you, her sister, and your husband, played by Kiefer Sutherland, are really hosting this thing, and Kiefer is complaining constantly about how much the whole thing is costing him.
Yes, but I'm organizing this wedding because I've always thought that that's what she wanted, and I'm a bit of a control freak, so I'm trying to push her into this ceremony just to get things where they should be. Maybe I don't know if I should say what happens, but it's quite a disaster.
The wedding reception's a disaster.
The wedding
reception, and
yes.
Then, of course, the second part, we have the end of the world. Many people have talked about all the different references that they've seen in this film, like Thomas Vinterberg's Dogma film, Festen, and then they've seen Hamlet's Elsinore, Alain René's Marienbad. There's the Marquis de Sade because Justine's name. And then also references to George Cukor's version of the Philadelphia story. The sister's father is played by John Hurt. He's called Dexter after C.K. Dexter Haven, who that's the name of the Cary Grant character
but
in that film.
But that's true that he talked to us about Philadelphia story, so that was important for him. He also made me watch Persona from
Ingmar Bergman.
Yeah, because of that relationship between a patient and the nurse, that was important.
But so many of these films are, he always seems to be referencing American films. His films are in English, which is interesting because he is Danish.
Yeah.
There's all of this Hollywood stuff in his movies, which will come as a bit of a surprise. He's done pretty much all the Hollywood genres, noir, science fiction, melodrama, the Douglas Sirk variety. He did a musical. Your first film was a Cabin in the Woods horror movie. And then what could be more Hollywood than a big-budget disaster movie like this one?
That's true, but those are genres that exist in any country, too. Yeah, but he's very attracted by America, I think. There's a love and hate relationship going on.
Yeah, well, many Americans complain that he's critical of America and he's never been here because he has a fear of flying.
Yeah, yeah.
This is in English. And but he didn't worry much about accents. You and Kirsten Dunst, both, well, you and your parents all have British accents, and she has an American accent.
But in fact, in the film, John Hurt isn't meant to be my father. Mm-hmm. He's meant to be only her father, and we share Charlotte Ramthing as a mother, yeah.
But they may be the most awful parents in the history of movies. Just when we think the John Hurt character is really obnoxious, along comes the mother, who is maybe one of the meanest women in the history of movies.
But that might be a surprise for people watching the film. There's a lot of humor in more in the first part of the film, but the parents are quite funny, and it was written that way.
Well, it's obvious that he's a provocateur, and you have had experience with that. Your father, Serge Gainsbourg, was a notorious provocateur.
That's true.
Growing up the child of somebody like that, your mother wasn't exactly a shrinking violet either, Jane Birkin.
No, that's true, but I never questioned that. It was really part of the way they were, but it did hide a part of my father. He was very, very secretive and very shy as a person, and it's often the case for provocateur people that very often it's to hide something. So I was never shocked by his attitude. On the contrary, I often thought it was quite funny.
Let's talk just a moment about your film career, because it is interesting. You never really planned to be an actress, but you've been in 40 movies?
Yes, that's just because I started when I was 12, so it wasn't as if I had been to drama school and was longing to do films. I had seen my mother act, and she said that I had such a jealous look while I was watching a young actress play with her, and that she knew that that was what I wanted to do. Well, for me, it was less obvious. But I still went to casting when I was 12 and got the part, and then it just went on, and I was very happy, but I continued going to school, and
you won a César for your first big film.
Yeah, that's true.
You were 13 years old at the time.
Yeah, yeah. And I loved making films, but I was worried that it would stop also. And I prefer not thinking about myself as I know it might be stupid, but not as a professional actress.
After all these films?
I know,
films?
But it's more fun for me to hop on projects as a beginner. And I'm very unsure of myself, and I like to keep it that way. It makes things alive for me.
You told the British newspaper The Guardian that it's good to be disappointed in yourself.
Well, it makes
you
want to...
Does that spur you on?
Yeah, it makes you want to continue and try and be better next time. It doesn't mean I'm always thinking... I don't think I'm terrible all the time, but it's nice to be quite critic about yourself. I find it... it makes you go on.
Most people don't realize that English is your second language, really.
It is. Sometimes I have trouble finding my words.
So you've done this film. Are you going to do another Lars von Trier film?
I'm hoping so, yes.
Really? But you have other projects in the works, don't you?
Yeah. I'm going to work with a very small part with Yvonne, his third film.
Your partner.
My partner, sorry.
You just had a new baby.
Yes.
Your third child.
Yeah, my third child. And if not, no, I really want to try and make another album, so take the time to think about it.
Meanwhile, there's this new album, double CD, both live performances, concert performances, and some studio work, called Stage Whisper. It is on Because Music Elektra Records. And Lars von Trier's Melancholia, which also stars Kirsten Dunst, opens today at the Angelica and the Lincoln Plaza Cinemas. And my great thanks to Charlotte Gainsbourg for being on our show today.
Thank you very much. Got to realize when there's nothing left to say. Good things come and go. One day you